On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria up to 31 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 30, Emlahleni all the way up to 29 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa, in his capacity as president of the ANC, has called for the immediate and unconditional release of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, who are being detained in New York on narco-terrorism charges. He was speaking to the media on the sidelines of the Joe Slovo commemoration event in Soweto.
In the end, the United States is an important country in the world. Any differences with whichever country, including the United States, needs to be discussed. We need to sit down and find solutions.
At the same event, the General Secretary of the South African Communist Party, Sully Mapayila, also commented on events in Venezuela, but he didn't mince his words when he lashed out at U.S. President Donald Trump's decision.
This is a butcher state, it's a rogue state, a terrorist state, a criminal state, a gangster state, a mafia state. The worst is that now a moron is in charge, is in power in the most powerful country in the world.
He added that the party is planning on marching to the U.S. Embassy on Thursday. Meanwhile, the DA says the Department of International Affairs is contradicting itself in its calls around U.S. intervention in Venezuela.
The ANC has yet again decided to pursue its entrenched party political interests in our foreign policy by referring the USA to the United Nations Security Council when no such appeal for intervention was ever made when Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine and was found guilty of human rights abuses.
That was Ryan Smith from the DA. Meanwhile, the Freedom Front Plus also warned the ANC that the party shouldn't speak for all South Africans, as not everyone shares the same political ideologies. But then over in Venezuela, 55 Cuban and Venezuelan troops were killed during the U.S. race to seize Nicolas Maduro. That's according to polls, or rather tolls, that was published by the two Latin American allies. Cuba published the names of 32 of its members, Venezuela 23 of its personnel. And there's other big stories. Former presidents Jacob Zuma and Thabo Mbeki have called for the recusal of retired Justice Sisi Hampepe from the TRC Prosecutions Commission. It's investigating alleged attempts to stop prosecutions of apartheid-era cases. The two former statesmen accuse Hampepe of a conflict of interest. And another big story today. A 47-year-old foreign national has been taken into custody on charges of human trafficking after 10 teenage boys were rescued in Johannesburg. Gauteng SAPS spokesperson Colonel Katlego Mogale said the incident came to light when JMPD officers were alerted after 8 half-naked teenage boys were spotted walking around Broad Street in Malbarton. The suspect is expected to appear before the Boysons Court on Friday. And the case against Victor Majola, who is accused of murdering Warwick Stock, popularly known as DJ Wadas, has been postponed to the 13th of January for bail application. State is opposing bail, rather. Stock was shot and killed outside a building in Johannesburg in December 2025. I'm Marlene Frischier. For more of the day's other stories, head to jacarandafm.com, click on news. We're back again tomorrow morning.